أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. In the previous ayat of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commenced by explaining the night journey that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was miraculously allowed to undertake from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the kitab that Allah had bestowed upon Musa alayhi salam, the Torah. Allah had made it a source of hidayah for Banu Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a covenant from them that they shall not take a guardian or any protector unto themselves apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah azza wa jal explains certain decisions that Allah had taken with regards to Banu Israel and their relationship to the land of Jerusalem, the land of Palestine. Allah says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We decided and we had taken a decision with regards to Banu Israel in the kitab, in the book. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had decided and we had decreed that you will certainly cause disorder in the land twice. Allah says to Banu Israel, so they are in Jerusalem, they are in the land of Palestine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that this land of Palestine and the land of Jerusalem is a holy land, it is a blessed land. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated above, that the entire land, that is the land of Asham, where so much is happening right now, the entire land of Asham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Mubarak, it is a blessed land. And what we are witnessing now is the purification process of that land. Because it is a blessed land, that land is going through a purification process. And that is what we are witnessing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Banu Israel that this land of Sham that you are occupying, you are certainly going to create mischief and disorder, and you are going to cause corruption in the land on two occasions. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you are going to show arrogance. Arrogance, Allah says, عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. It's not going to be ordinary arrogance. You are going to show such arrogance that is عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا, a great amount of arrogance and pride and haughtiness, that despite being blessed with living in this holy land and this blessed land, you will create disorder on earth and you will cause corruption on earth. Now Allah says this is going to happen twice. When we study the land of Jerusalem and the land of Palestine, you will find there were numerous occasions when Banu Israel, they really turned against Allah Azza wa Jal, and they became a corrupt people, a corrupt nation, and they violated the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever that happened, and that's a lesson for this ummah, whenever that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent against them a force and a people who annihilated them and destroyed them. So we learn from this, and like one alim correctly said, that Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah and the Haram in Madinah al-Munawwarah, these two masjids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to divinely protect these two harams. Allah has not left the responsibility of the protection of these two harams on the ummah. But Masjid al-Aqsa, its preservation will be based on the a'mal and the actions and the practices of the ummah. When the ummah will be weak in the a'mal and in their deeds and in their connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find that the people in that region will suffer. But when the ummah will be strong and the ummah will have a good relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will keep that land protected and safeguarded. So its situation is a unique one. And we find that in the Quran, they were, as we said, on more than one occasion, the Banu Israel, they violated the commandments of Allah. And they completely showed no respect to that blessed land in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to live. Now there was more than one occasion, there was the famous incident when the king of Babylon, his name was Bukhtanasr, the king of Babylon, And he marched against Banu Israel. And he completely destroyed them. He destroyed the city. He destroyed the masjid. It was reduced to rubble. Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. And then about 70 years or so before the coming of Isa alayhi salam, once again, there was another tyrant ruler from Rome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these were enemies of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Bani Israel, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا, when the appointed time out of the two. So Allah says there are two occasions. When the appointed time, the first out of the two will arrive. When you are going to cause corruption, disorder, violate the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, show no respect and no reverence whatsoever for the blessed land. Allah says, when the first of those two times will come, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ, we will send over you, and we will send against you, عِبَادًا لَنَا, servants who are our servants. Though they are disbelievers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are our servants, we are going to send them against you, أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ, who will be people of intense might. They will be blessed with a lot of power. فَجَاسُوا خِلَادَ الدِّيَارِ, they will come into Jerusalem, they will come into the land of Palestine, and they will comb through the houses. وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا, Allah says, this is a promise and a decree of Allah that must come to pass. Then you find, as we said, so first was the invasion of Bukht Nasr, when he came and invaded and occupied the land. Then you had, at a later stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Banu Israel, when their a'mal changed, when their conditions changed, when they became a better community and a better people, Allah allowed them once again to settle over there in that land. And then what happened? Again, their relationship then came the second time. Their relationship with Allah was completely severed, and they began creating disorder and havoc and violating the commandments of Allah. Allah sent another leader, a Roman leader this time, and he sent a force, and he sent an army against them who did similar things compared to that compared to what Bukht Nasr had done. Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the first time, you will be destroyed by Bukht Nasr. Allah says, رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ, then we will give you back the opportunity, عَلَيْهِمْ, to fight against them. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ, and we shall assist you and aid you and increase you in wealth and in children. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we shall bless you and give you more in number than the enemy. That was, of course, when their condition and when their situation reached a good state in as far as their affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned. However, the lesson that we learn from here, that we are now the guardians of Masjid al-Aqsa and Al-Quds, the land of Palestine. And again, its preservation, its protection will depend upon the a'mal of the ummah. That was the system of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was his system when he came to Banu Israel. And while they had lived there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is my decree. Its condition and its situation will improve the day the ummah, not just one sector of the ummah, but the day the ummah will collectively improve their lives, improve their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, then you will find the conditions and the situation will improve in that region. May Allah grant us the understanding.